All right, it's 8:40. Temperature at 49 here at our studios. Hope you're having a fabulous morning. We have a special guest in studio, Detective Eric Edson from the Sheboygan Police Department, who visits us from time to time, talking about different scams and things of that nature. Eric, good morning. Thanks for popping in.
Morning, Kelly. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
Good.
So where do we want to start? Credit cards?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about just some credit card safety. A lot of people are doing purchasing online, and now with it looks like the state maybe opening up again, people will be getting out and going to stores and restaurants and using credit cards to pay for things. So just a couple tips on how to prevent yourself from being the victim of fraud regarding that. So most people know that your current credit card probably has a chip in it. It's called an EMV chip, much superior to the magnetic stripe that's on the back. And the way the chip works is each time that card is processed, it sends a unique one-time use code to process that transaction. So with the old magnetic strip, your information was just static on that stripe. And if someone were able to get that and get the information off, they could compromise it and use your information.
Hmm.
Now with the chip, it's dynamic, which means it changes every time and there's less chance of that happening. So that's by far, if you don't have a chip card, contact your issuer and make sure you get a chip card.
I think most people do nowadays.
Most of them are. Yeah. That's the standard now.
Yeah.
And there's different liability if the store doesn't have a chip reader, if you have to swipe your card, because there is still the magnetic stripe on the back.
True.
The liability kind of falls to the business rather than you.
Okay. Good to know.
The other thing is that a lot of the cards have what kind of looks like a frequency or a radar symbol on it. It's a couple lines. It's radio waves kind of thing. That's called a contactless method of payment, where you just kind of tap your card on the credit card machine. That's by far the preferred way to pay. That's even more secure. Some people are skeptical about using their cell phone. A lot of cell phones, Google Pay, Apple Pay, you can do it that way. But if you enter your credit card in your phone and use that, it's all encrypted. And the chance of a thief trying to get that information is very low. You have to be very close to the reader for that information to transfer. And again, it's all encrypted. So it's very secure and probably the preferred way to pay with your credit card.
Interesting. I didn't know any of that, so that's good to know. Good information.
The technology is always changing, and the NFC, which is near frequency communication, that's what that radio symbol is, and that really helps secure that information on the card. You're not opening it up to someone stealing the information off the stripe. If you're going to be shopping online, some credit card issuers offer a one-time use card number. So very similar to that chip card that sends a one-time use code, some credit card issuers will offer you the opportunity if you're going to shop online. You don't use your actual credit card number. They issue you a one-time use code. So you'd have to check with your issuer, go to their website and see if they offer that service. But it's another way to not have to enter your specific credit card. It's a one-time use thing that credit card issuer will honor. And then you're not entering your actual credit card. So it reduces the chance of fraud. And also, we've talked about this before, but if you're going to use your credit card online, make sure that when you go to that website, it's a secure site. And you'll know that by the little lock symbol that's in the address bar there. You'll see that and make sure that that's there. And also consider, we've talked about this before too, a VPN, a virtual private network. That also encrypts your data and make sure that what you're transmitting is safe and not open to people snooping on Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we were talking about that before we went on the air, that if you're using public Wi-Fi, you probably shouldn't make a purchase. Is that your recommendation?
That's right. Really, any personal information should not be shared on public Wi-Fi unless you're using a VPN that makes it a little more secure.
Sure.
But really, unless you're on a trusted network, you should not be putting any personal information, including credit card numbers, in there, because it's very easy with the proper technology and a little bit of knowledge for someone to hack into and intercept that information and get that and use it in a criminal way.
Very good to know. What about these gas pump skimmers? Are those still, are you still finding those? Is that still an issue?
It is. I wouldn't say it's a huge issue in Sheboygan. We do see them periodically, but across the country, especially in areas that have a lot of tourism, we see them a lot. We get a lot of updates from other agencies making us aware of it, and it's a big issue. So what I encourage people to do is, even though it's convenient, you should, if you're going to pay with a credit card, pay inside the store. Not at the pump, because it's very difficult to tell, if not impossible to tell, that there's a skimmer there. One way to get around that is a lot of gas stations will, especially the national brands, will have, again, the contactless pay with your phone kind of an app, where you pay on your app. That's very secure, and I wouldn't have any issues with that. But if you're going to swipe your card at the gas station, you should do it inside rather than at the pump.
Or pay with cash.
or pay with cash, right?
That's usually what I do
when
it comes to that. But you want to talk a little bit about the liability as it pertains to fraud?
Sure. So some people don't know that there's a difference between liability when it comes to using a credit card or a debit card. Okay. There's federal law that governs both. The lobbyists that instituted the laws way back when with credit cards were a little stronger. So there's more provisions, more protections with using a credit card. Basically, you have zero liability if you report the fraud within a certain amount of time, you know, almost immediately. But you really shouldn't have any liability. Possibly the maximum by federal law is $50. But most credit card issuers will assess zero liability to you. That changes if you use a debit card.
Okay.
It could be anywhere from unlimited liability, depending upon when you report the fraud to that bank. So, and in addition, if you use a credit card, that's money that's not out of your pocket. That's a liability that you incur that the credit card company, in a case of fraud, will probably eat that loss. Versus a debit card, that's going to come right out of your checking or savings account.
True.
And you're going to be out that money. It's a much harder process to get that money back after the fact. So a credit card is always more preferred than a debit card. Even when you go to the grocery store, if you have a debit card with a MasterCard or Visa logo, you should run that transaction as a credit transaction versus a debit and entering a PIN. That just affords you more protections in the long run.
Good information. Good information. And you want to talk about your new webpage, right?
Yep. We've got a new webpage on SheboyganPolice.com. If you look at the top, there's a tab that says community. And if you go into that tab, there's a fraud prevention page. And if you click on that, we have information about credit freezes and things that we've talked about on the radio. We have information about how to report identity theft if you're the victim of identity theft, and then some helpful links to different resources to help you prevent yourself from being a victim of fraud.
All right. Good stuff. Detective Eric Edson, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having
me. We always learn something new from you.
Great.
That's good stuff. All right, 8:47, stay with us. Business news coming up in 3 minutes.
Does your organization distribute information about employment opportunities or refer job seekers to employers? If so, send us the name of your organization.